So the first thing you have is a title of your lesson. So steep turns. Or whatever. We can leave it blank for a moment. Then the next thing, we'll have an objective. So the objective is like, is what is going to be done within this lesson and how will we know when it's finished kind of thing. So if it were a steep turn, for example, I would say the objective is at the end is for the student to be able to perform two 360-degree level turns in opposite directions at 45 degrees of bank while maintaining heading, altitude, airspeed, and coordination. That'd be the objective. And so then the lesson should support that. And then we have a motivation. So the motivation is, why in the world am I doing this? Because if you ever come to one of our CFI classes, the one thing you would know straight away when we talk about the fundamentals of instructing is the most important thing in the fundamentals of instructing, and it is motivation. Without motivation, the rest of the book you can just throw at the garbage because it doesn't matter. You have to be motivated to learn. If you have no motivation to learn, it's irrelevant, it doesn't seem to be consistent with flying or whatever it is, then the student isn't going to learn it because they just think it's whatever. So like, for example, today you showed up to the power hour because it's interesting to you, right? And you're motivated to be here, right? If this were a topic on playing the flute, I don't know if you'd join. Right? I don't know that you'd be here because you have no motivation for that. I'm sure that class was available today somewhere. So the motivation is, how does it relate to what I need to know? So for example, the motivation on a steep turn would be, you could use this to avoid an encounter with cloud, an encounter with airspace, an encounter with terrain, and also for the ego. Don't forget, pilots have big egos. You know, don't forget that. And so you can play that too. You can say, well, we're going to learn to be maneuvering the airplane very close to its performance limits today. So we'll be operating the airplane, learning how to control it at near its load limit. And like, oh boy, some people, that's like either scary or very interesting. So it's sad they had visions of that Top Gun movie. It comes into their head, right? So, okay, so it's motivation. And then after that, then you have what the FAA calls the elements.